To the Starlight Baptist Church with host pastor Reverend Van Jones. Our church is located at 3538 Highway 1 in Marksville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows: Sunday school 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and our regular service begins at 11 a.m. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, our phone number is 318-253-4187. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and pray it. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Truly the Lord is good.
Amen.
And we certainly glad to be found one more time in the house of prayer. Amen. We will be doing some reading today. God has given us, amen. We're still talking about discipleship. Amen. We're still talking about discipleship. I want us to look at the gospel according to Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 1. And I want us to look at the gospel according to Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 1. Then we want to close out with the gospel according to John, the 6th chapter, the 52nd, the 53rd, the 66th, and then the 67th verse. Amen. We want to talk about discipleship. We're still talking about discipleship. The gospel according to Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 1. The gospel according to Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 1. And then the gospel according to John, chapter 6, verses 52 and 53. And then drop down, verses 66 and 67. Amen. Amen. Father, thank you for your people that are gathered here. Thank you for traveling grace. Thank you for all that you already have done, doing, will continue to do in our lives. Now, Master, as we approach the Lord's table in a little while through this service, again, we confess we have sinned. We repent of all our sins, and we pray that you forgive us of all our sins in the name of Jesus. Put us back in right fellowship with thee as we administer and partake of thy broken body and shed blood. And then, oh God, we simply say thank you for what you've done on the cross. Thank you for your saving power, your raising power, your healing power, your delivering power, as only you can. Now, Master, hide thine servant behind thine cross where there is power. Speak the word to your servant, that your servant may be able to speak the word to your people out of your word in its proper context. And once we have got the word, our prayer that we all leave here doing the word.
Yeah.
I simply say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children said amen.
Amen.
And amen. We certainly give honor to our God.
Come on.
To Jesus, who is the Christ, Certainly thank God for his precious, holy, and divine spirit. Thank God for Lady Thomas, our children.
Amen.
This church called House of Praise. We certainly thank God for all of you that are assembled here on today. Amen. The gospel according to Luke, the 9th chapter, verse number 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. I'm going to include verse 2. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Turn over with me to the gospel according to Luke, the 10th chapter, and that first verse. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them 2 and 2 before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Amen. Let us look at the gospel according to St. John, that 6th chapter. I want to look at that 52nd verse. The Jews, therefore, strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Verse 53. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Verse 67, last verse. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God's most holy and divine word. You may be seated in the Lord's church. For a little while, we're still on the series of talking about discipleship. But for a little while, I simply want to talk about be a true disciple of Christ.
Come on.
For a subtitle, they left Jesus.
Yeah,
amen. As we look around in our world today, in 2025, things have changed. People have changed. The commitment where once people were committed is simply not there. Am I right there? And I understand we all have a right to be upset with all this unjustifiable killing that's going on. With some people that we have bent over backwards to help.
Come on, Bishop.
And then they walk away without an apology or a word.
Come on.
But this is what we must understand, my beloved brothers and sisters. If they walked away from Jesus and was not committed to him, they will leave us too. Well, preacher, I hear you, but what can we do to be a true disciple of Christ? I'm so glad you asked.
Come on.
Well, number one, can I help us?
Yes, Lord.
First of all, a true disciple of Christ is a follower, amen, of the Master for yourself. Learning what Jesus would have me to do for his kingdom. It had nothing to do with who else follows him, Jesus or not, but I must follow Jesus for my own self. Are y'all with me today?
Come on now.
Number two, we must learn to be a student of the Master.
Yeah.
Learn all we can learn and then emulate the Master. That word emulate is to try to be more like Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. After all, Jesus is the standard. Amen. Jesus have already set the precedent to this thing called the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus is perfect. Jesus did no wrong. Jesus came down through 40 and two generations, through 39 prophets, and gave up his innocent shed blood for the remission of my sin and the world and his body to a cross, buried in a borrowed tomb. Early that third day morning, he rose out the grave with all power in his hands. We're talking about Jesus.
All right.
So if we're going to be a true disciple of Christ, number one, we must follow Jesus by our own self.
Yes.
Then number two, we must emulate him, learn of him, study him, and become all we can become through Christ Jesus.
All right.
And so that brings us to this gospel. In this gospel, according to Luke was and is the writer of this gospel called Luke. Also, Luke penned to us the book of Acts. Luke, yes, he was a doctor. And one thing about Luke, Luke was like you and I. He never met the Lord Jesus. But he became a follower of Jesus, a learner, a student of Jesus. He emulated Jesus Christ to the point so much that we have before us his writings about Jesus. Look at Luke, if you will. Matter of fact, in Matthew, the 10th chapter, that 5th through the 15th verse, Mark, the 6th chapter, that 7th through the 13th verse, and Luke, the 9th chapter, that 1 through the 7th verse, Jesus sent out his 12 disciples, and he gave them power, Lady Thomas, authority over demons and disease, and for his disciples to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now, as we look at this, Jesus here gave authority to the 12 disciples. But first of all, Jesus commissioned and called 12. That was the 12 that was in his inner court or his inner circle.
Yeah.
That would be his disciples, but later on would become his apostles of his church when Jesus would go back home to glory, to heaven, and be with his Father.
Amen.
And their charge were to establish churches and set things in proper order and context of scripture and challenge anyone that does not believe that Jesus the Christ came in the form of flesh and man and gave up his body and blood to the cross of Calvary.
Uh-huh.
And as we look at this, Jesus here set it up for real good. Jesus letting you and I know, if we're going to be true disciples of Christ, we have to believe on Jesus.
Come on, Bishop.
If we're going to believe on Jesus, we have to forget about everything else. Because remember, Jesus has already paved the way and set the way that you and I must go the way Jesus would have us to go. Are y'all with me here?
Amen.
For look at Jesus. Look at Jesus in this gospel according to Luke, this 9th chapter and in verse number 1. The Bible said, then he called his 12 disciples together. Now he had already called them by name and commissioned them earlier. Mm-hmm. Now they followed Jesus for a few months. And after observing Jesus and following Jesus, then he called them and gave them power to go and exercise the gift that he put inside of them. Amen. What was the gift? The gift was he gave them power. I'm not making it up. Look at the scripture. He not only called them together, but he gave them power and authority over all devils. Say all devils.
All devils.
And to cure diseases. And then the Bible says he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So after the 12 had observed Jesus' ministry for several months, he delegated power and authority to them. Now, the other mission was for him to send them out and to preach the kingdom of God. Are y'all with me here? And that's our charge, to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I love this because Jesus is not like you and I. Jesus does not feel that enough is enough. But Jesus needs more than enough.
All
are y'all
right,
with me here?
Right.
Look at Jesus. I'm not making it up.
Look at Jesus.
Look at the text. Look in the Gospel according to Luke, that 10th chapter, and that first unnumbered verse. Now, after these things the Lord appointed, you see that right there? Other 70, that's 70, also and sent them two later Thomas before his face, before Jesus' face,
right,
into every city and place whither he himself would come. Let me stop right there. Now after Jesus called and sent his original 12 disciples, are y'all still with me? Out, he then called and sent out 70 other disciples for a farther reach, for there was a great need for evangelism, that the word of God may be preached. And look at your Bibles. I'm not making it up. It is in the word of God. Look at your Bibles. According to Luke, the 10th chapter, and that second and that third verse. Look what it says. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are fruit. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that what he said?
Uh-huh.
Now, check this out. So the 70 were to divide into pairs, house of praise. Are y'all with me?
Come on.
And visit all the places where Jesus was about to go. Mm. Jesus let his disciples go preach the word before him, before he came. So when he come, that those that believe might receive the one that his disciples were preaching to them about.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Look at the word. Look at the word. Look at the word. Then he says, go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. What is Jesus saying? Can I help us?
Come on.
Number two, when Jesus talks about the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Christ seemed to be saying that as great as the spiritual harvest was, are y'all still with me?
Come on.
Now watch this. Now remember, he sent the 12, his original disciples out, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one he commissioned and called and chosen. They were disciples. Later on, they would become apostles of Jesus Christ, church, to build and to establish. Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, the spiritual harvest was the 70 to whom he sent out to preach. But they still were not enough. Are y'all with me?
Come on now.
There was need for many more to take the message, and prayers must be offered to meet this need. Jesus sent out his original 12 disciples. Later on, they would be apostles. That's who he chose, commissioned and called. Then he sent out 70 other disciples. So what is that saying? Yes. Then he come and he makes a statement and he tell his disciples that he sent out. The harvest truly is great. That's what he said. The harvest is a great work.
Yeah.
But the labors are few. Even though he sent out the 12 and he sent out the 70.
Yeah.
Jesus said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he was sent for laborers. That means more than the 12 and more than the 70.
Yeah.
That means that Jesus wants laborers, disciples, you got it now?
Yeah.
To work into his vineyard. That is, within the kingdom of God, establishing the local church, and continuing on with the ordinances that Christ left in place. How are we going to do that?
Come on.
By numbers, by laborers, by more than two, three, or four, but that we pray that the Lord of the harvest was sent us for laborers to work in his harvest. Amen. And so, if we're going to be a true disciple of Christ, number one, we have to understand that we have to emulate him, we have to learn, we have to be a student, a learner, a follower of Christ. And then we must continue to follow Jesus for our own sake. We cannot look around and see who's going to follow Jesus with us so we can make up our mind whether we're going to follow him or not.
Uh-huh.
But a disciple is a personal thing. It's a self thing. We have to follow Jesus for our own selves.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me here?
Come on, Bishop.
Now, as we look at this,
yes, Lord.
As we look at this, look at the gospel according to John, the 6th chapter. And we want to look at that 52nd verse. That's what we want to look at. We want to look at that 52nd verse. Because remember now, the first part of the sermon is, amen, be a true disciple of Christ. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Be a true disciple of Christ.
Come on.
Amen. We've already dealt with the first part. We dealt with the first part in the gospel according to Luke, the 9th and the 10th chapter. Two different, same calling,
come on,
but two different set of numbers of callings. He called his original 12, sent them forth, gave them instructions. Then he called 70 other, gave them instructions. And that piece is dealing with being a true disciple of Christ for your own selves. Are y'all with me?
Yes, Lord.
And now we want to deal with the subtitle. No matter how good of a disciple we are, I want us to get this. No matter how much we give, no matter how much we do, amen, no matter how much we pray, the fact of the matter is that we have to learn how to be a good disciple of Christ for our own selves And it is a personal self thing. We have to have personal growth for our own selves. Amen. It had nothing to do with if someone else followed Christ or not. With us to determine whether we're going to be a part of God's kingdom or a church member or accept Jesus based upon what somebody else does. A disciple is a self thing. We have to be a disciple of Christ by our own selves. And we have to make our own conscious decision to follow Jesus for ourselves. And I think I'm in order. I need to drop in right here and help us, because it's a lot of people that say, if my mama, my grandfather, my brother, my sister, my auntie don't join this church, then I'm not going to join this church. But you see, whatever the word of God is being taught and preached, and the Lord is unctioning in us to be a member at this particular church, then that's where we need to be.
Amen.
You being a disciple and forming your own relationship with God for yourself, deciding where you're going to worship, had nothing to do with your relatives, but have all to do with you and God.
That's it.
Because when you die, when I die, we can't take our loved one with us before Jesus.
Come on.
We have to answer Jesus by our own self. Are y'all with me?
All right.
And so, as we look at the gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter, and the 52nd verse. Now this is where it's going to get a little tough, but that's all right. The Gospel of John, the 6th chapter and the 52nd verse. Look what it says. First of all, let me help us. So Jesus just got through, amen, with telling his disciples that he is the true bread from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jews, in this context of scripture, John chapter 6, write it down in radio land or here in present, in the sanctuary, go back and read it later. The Gospel of John, the 6th chapter and that 25th verse through that 41st verse, Jesus told his disciples and the Jews that he is the true bread from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Then it has some murmuring Jews because they did not understand what Jesus was talking about. And so, as we look at this 52nd verse in that same 6th chapter, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? When that word, when it said the Jews that were strove, they were trying to figure out among themselves,
mm-hmm,
what was Jesus saying? How can he give them his flesh to eat? He was not saying that literally. But can I help us here? And then in 53, look what he said. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Now let me help us. What the murmuring Jews didn't understand.